Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
This show that we like to call
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast
with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno. We got a different guest pianist, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen,
never stopping.
We'll never stop.
We got Dan Wessels on the keys.
WrestleMania 2018.
Yes, yeah. He's brilliant. We play with him on Baby Wants Candy. We got producer Dana on the drums.
We got engineer Brett. We got mail person Stacy. We got Fire Chief Doug. Who else have we decided to populate this fictional universe with?
I don't know. I think this is the first time we've used the exact same names, which they are now canon.
Okay, canon. Stacy gives the mail. Doug stops the fires.
Yeah. I think we could have Milk Person Taylor, and we don't know the gender.
I think that's good. I think that's...
They just leave notes that are like, from Taylor.
Taylor brought milk, and Taylor brought no definitions of gender.
Right.
And that's great.
But guys,
but that's not all that's great. Flawless transition.
We are so happy to have this person in studio. You know her from, guys, the show that Zach Reno stars on, AP Bio.
You gotta stop saying that. People will be confused.
Guys, I love this show. She's so funny on it. Please welcome Mary Zone.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Mary.
Oh, man.
How are you?
I'm doing so well. And I just want to say, Zach, I just so admire your work on AP Bio.
Oh,
I guess, like, the true star.
Yeah, people think... Something really happens in episode 11 for about 30 seconds that really takes this series just somewhere else. Not
from
necessarily
a B-minus to a B+.
It's like, I know Glenn Howerton went to Juilliard, but all I can pay attention to is the new star of this show, Zach Reno.
It is one of those weird like mysteries of TV. It's like, I have a scene with Glenn Howerton, but we're on the phone, so like I've never spoken to the man. Like I assume he's very nice. Mary,
also,
you are so good
yes,
at this
you
show.
Are so
you
funny.
Guys are so sweet.
And I really do love that show very deeply. It was appointment viewing in my house.
Yes, ours as well.
And I really do appreciate that when people would be like, I'd look forward to Thursdays. That really meant a lot to me.
Yeah, it's great. I'm so happy you got a second season.
There are very few shows I watch the day that they come out, like Clockwork. That's one of them. I can, like, as you know, we live in a world where you can record everything. You can watch things before they come out.
Now. Yeah, that's right. Hey, Mary, did you ever have a milk person?
I wish I did. I didn't. I grew up in kind of a folksy town, but no. And mostly I would not trust the milk. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. Because, like, where's that milk going?
What do you mean? I had a milk person when I was little. It was great.
No curdled behavior?
In, like, glass bottles?
No, they were in plastic bottles. And sometimes you could also get eggs. And you could also get – sometimes you could put in a request – for chocolate milk.
Oh.
And I only had it until I was like 5. And then I think, you know, milk delivery really stopped happening.
Right.
But It was great. I mean, you know it's coming. So you're like, okay, Tuesdays we get milk. Your mom's not like, shoot, it's Wednesday. Well, let's still drink it.
I wonder. So do you think milk is in people's houses as a kind of function of how many children are there? Because I don't know a ton of adults other than like to add it to coffee. Like now there's a very small amount of milk in our house all the time, but almost like when I stopped eating cereal, which I feel like is post-college.
Yeah. I mean, I have, you know, I'm a coconut milk girl. That's what I'm putting in my coffee.
I do call you that.
Yeah. And that's what I got in our – there is no other type of milk in our fridge. But, yeah, I think when you were a kid – also, like, we were – every meal you have a glass of milk, which now just seems so crazy.
No. With like pizza and stuff.
Yeah, people like just like dairy on dairy.
Yeah. Ooh, slice of pizza and a glass of milk.
But truly, I would. And my my niece and nephews now, they drink so much more water than I ever did, which is like so good for them. But I'm also like, ugh, I would never have water with a meal as a kid. It was like, give me a glass of milk. And also... Well, I didn't know this was such a treasure trove for me. I didn't know I'd have like gallons of personal information, pun intended.
Very good. Very good. Mary's waving her hands around.
I got a wave for that. I was a really picky eater and would like sit at the dinner table for a very long time. And my mom would be like, you can't get up till you have like finished some of this. And the compromise would be like, well, this I just want to finish this milk, but I can't because now it's warm and I don't want it. She's like, well, you should have drank it earlier. And then I'd be like, fine, I'm going to put a little bit of Ovaltine in this.
We cut to a family's dining room table where the whole family is sitting around the table and no one is allowed to leave until all of the food is gone.
Okay, Mom and Dad, I hear what you're saying, but with these vegetables that I've been playing, I got them hiding underneath my mashed potatoes. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, yes, and I know you want me to just get on or get up, but I'm not gonna leave until you get me fresh milk for my cup.
You gotta clean your plate. You gotta clean your plate. You gotta clean your plate before you get to leave. You've got to clean your plate. You gotta clean your plate. So you eat those mashed potatoes, you best believe.
We gon' sit here.
Come on.
For the rest of the night.
That's right, that's right.
And I don't want to. Spend my night like that.
No.
I got stories to watch.
She does.
I got papers to grade.
Oh yeah.
I got places to be.
She does.
I got soda that's great for me to drink.
So best clean your plate. You gotta clean your plate.
Clean your plate.
You gotta clean your plate.
Clean your plate.
Baby girl, that's life. You got to clean your plate. An evening free to my teacher wife.
Oh, I know you spent all day making this meal for me, but if we could please enter some negotiations, I'll eat one of these broccolis if I can please get up.
So I'll eat some of the potatoes.
Thanks,
don't
Dad.
Do that.
Come
don't
on.
You, don't do that.
Mom, come on. Listen, I took two more bites. We agreed. I took two more bites.
Wow. We also agreed you were going to start acting like a big girl.
Well, no.
That's not a sound the big girls make.
Rich, I'm at my level.
Listen,
I'm at my top level.
Nancy, I know. I'm sorry. And I do feel like, to be totally honest, you are lifting more weight in this particular scenario than I am. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make you the bad guy here. It's just we've been here at this table for so long.
When you speak through gritted teeth, it doesn't make it more conspicuous.
That's fair.
I'm begging you.
We need some discipline in this house, Rich.
You're right.
Candace is going to become one of those spoiled girls that runs off and lives some sort of sordid life.
Oh, Nancy, I don't want that. I mean, there's got to be some way that we can do like an, I don't know, discipline but easy. Like, what's a discipline that doesn't revolve me feeling like bad or hard?
Well, I saw this thing on a television program.
Okay.
It was some sort of boot camp.
A boot camp?
It's where a large white man with a shaven head comes in and yells at youth. Do you think that's something you could do, Rich?
Well, I could shave my head, though I don't know that it would make me any larger.
We gotta start with the shaving, I feel.
Okay. So, I'll shave my head and scream at my daughter, and maybe that will make her a better person.
That's right, that's right.
Shave my head and just really yell at my daughter until she's a better girl. And, oh, here, I see you brought a brochure. Is it important for me to dress like a drill sergeant?
Absolute imperative.
Well, then I'll go to the military warehouse and buy some boots and khakis. And then I'll yell at my daughter really loud.
Very loud.
Yell at my daughter very loud.
It's imperative.
It will be good for her, and then you will be proud if I yell at my daughter very loud.
Very loud. Rich, I'm not going to lie. I'm extremely attracted to you right now.
This just got a whole lot more interesting for me.
Kids, Candace, get your brother out of here.
Get him out of here or get him out here?
Yeah, you want me to leave or you want me to come out of the room?
Both of you get out of here.
Okay, come on, Tyler.
Okay.
Screen time.
I love screen time.
Yes.
Hey, Dad, can I have more screen time?
I mean, Nancy, should I give him more screen time?
What do you think, Rich?
Oh. I'm supposed to yell at you and then set boundaries and make my voice loud and make loud soundies. Yelling, yelling, yelling till you do what I want. No more screen time. I yell at my son very loud.
Rich, I've never been more attracted to you. Oh my God, Rich, I'm getting hot. I feel that love again.
Okay, kids, it's time for you to get out right now. Your mom and I need time. Seriously, get outside. I know it's night. I don't care that it's 9 o'clock. Go outside. This house has very thin walls.
Tyler, I'm so confused. They, like, told us to leave. And then we did leave, and then they came into the other room and told us to leave more.
The house does have thin walls. We should probably get our other sister out, too. She's upstairs and doesn't know what's going on.
What are you freaks even doing?
Whitney, you have to come outside with us.
Why?
Mom and Dad want to have sex, and they think we don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
Tyler.
Sickening. Tyler, we'll tell you about it.
Cool. It's nice having two older sisters teach me the way of the world. It's 9 o'clock, though. I don't like being outside. This is not a safe neighborhood.
Tyler, go back inside really quick and get three of us hoodies. Get the three of us hoodies really quick.
Okay, Tyler, we'll time you, okay?
Okay. Nope, sorry. Open the door. There's bad stuff happening in the living room.
Tyler, it's
not going through.
Tyler, it's not bad. Honestly, it's not bad.
Do it. Just get the hoodies. We're freezing on your Tyler.
Okay,
Tyler, it's 9. It's chilly. There is a chill in the air.
It's so brisk. Tyler.
Okay, Whitney.
Candace.
Candace, sorry.
It's all right. I just say my own name sometimes to remind myself I'm real.
Yeah.
How are you doing, though?
I'm okay. Like, I feel like, you know, you're full teen. You know, you're the one.
I mean, I'm living in the attic, so.
You're 13. You get to live in the attic.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm 10. And I'm kind of at this impasse where, like, mom really wants me to be a big girl. But I feel like my identity in this family is a little bit in between already by me being the middle child. And I feel like I already get compared to you all the time. So if I'm also a big girl, then what even makes Candace Candace? I know it makes Tyler. He's the only boy and he's the baby. So he's like, his path is clear. But if I become a big girl, if I become a big girl, that sets off my path in this big world. If I do it and become a big girl, then that sets off my path in this big, big world. Every day you can feel like, well, you are just a little, and you especially feel that way when you're stuck in the middle. World that you feel like you will start to miss if you become a big girl.
When you're a big girl,
it sets your path off in this big world. If I become a big girl, then I know I'm on my path in this big, big world. A mistake. What if I do something? What if I give more than I take? What if I don't have my own identity? What if I lose track of what makes Candace me? I'm not ready to be a big girl.
I'm ready to be a big girl. To be honest, like, I never knew that you felt like that.
Honestly, like, thank you for even stopping to ask the question. I feel like mom and dad just see me as, like, a problem, and they're, like, just trying to solve the problem rather than, like, T, what's up?
I got a sweatshirt for you, and I got a sweatshirt for you, and I got a whole bunch of things I'll never unsee for me.
That's good, though, Tyler.
Oh, Lord. Was mom a rancher on a ranch at some point, and she just never told us because she has a whole bunch of leather clothing that I have never seen before.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So nasty. So,
oh my gosh. Okay, yeah, listen.
Dad was like tied to the, I don't know what I saw, but I think I'm broken forever now.
No, Tyler, listen, you need to have.
Is that sex? Because yep. It's terrifying.
No, it's like how we're here, and it's a fun thing, and it's good that our parents, after three kids and, you know, working hard jobs, that they, like, can still have fun with each other. Hmm. We should be happy that they're doing that, because the alternative is they get divorced.
Yeah, I guess that's not good.
Oh yeah, God, so you go watch them some more, Tyler.
Do I have to go back in and watch them some more?
No, I'm sorry. You're right. I mean, like, I don't want you to get too confused, but, like, it's ultimately, like, cool and nice.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You're saying, ooh, it's cool and nice to watch other people make love when they don't know you're there.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, it's cool and nice to sneak into people's rooms and just secretly stare.
Oh, no.
I'm 7 years old, and this is behavior I just learned. And I saw some shit, and now all my retinas are permanently burned.
Hey,
that
hey.
It's cool and nice to peep on people making love. Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, whatever.
Anyway, I got your sweatshirt. Can we go to the 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Yeah, but guys, please do not be embarrassing. There's
Whitney.
A guy that I like there.
Whitney.
Oh, don't make me do that.
You're going to tie him to a bed and put on a bunch of leather and hit him with a stick?
Oh my
you want to hit him
Tyler.
With a stick?
Tyler.
You're
Tyler, listen. No, that's not like.
That's normal sex, you guys. That's what you just told me.
This is why you shouldn't get this information from your 10-year-old sister. You gotta like ask dad about this later or something.
I can't talk to dad anymore.
Cause he yells.
I'll never talk to. Oh, partly that. Partly because I don't think he can talk. He's got a big old ball gag in his mouth.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, welcome to 7-Eleven.
Hey, Danth.
Oh, hey, Whitney.
Hey.
That's a really cool sweatshirt. It says Stanford. Are you planning on going to Stanford?
No, my dad had a 5 for $10.
Was
there was a sale $5 for $10?
You got five sweatshirts for $10.
Yeah, it was in Florida.
That's Whitney. That's such a good deal.
Yeah,
your family's so smart with good deals.
Do you like good deals?
Oh, I love a deal. Why do you think I work at 7-Eleven?
Oh my god.
Excuse me. How come that you don't have the Coke flavor right now?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. What do you?
Excuse me.
Coke
I'm sorry.
Flavor of what?
Of Slurpee, what do you think?
Oh, I thought you meant Coke. Well, I was going to say, like, exactly. We have plenty of the Coke
it's
flavor of Coke.
In the fridge.
Okay, I see that now. That's funny.
Oh, yeah, no, we don't have it because yesterday, you know, today is 7/12. Yesterday was 7/11, so it was free Slurpee day.
I know, so. I was here. Don't you remember me?
Honestly?
And I asked you about how sweet tart rubs used to be called kazoozles.
Yeah, and I said, that's before my time, dude. I don't know how to help you there.
Oh, okay. Well, I just... Okay.
Listen, I've had something else on my mind right now, okay?
Could you just tell me when the Coke flavor will be back?
Yeah, we get shipments every other Friday, so like...
Thank you.
We got one 2 Fridays ago, so this Friday
okay.
It'll be back.
I'm sorry. Miss, you don't have anything to buy yet? Do you mind if I just do my transaction really quick?
Yeah, Whitney, sorry. Can I just, like, get rid
no,
of this?
No, no. You're at work, of course. Right.
Okay. Can I have these sweet tart ropes that are formerly known as kazoozles?
Yeah, can you just, like, honestly, you have a bunch of stuff on the table right now. Can I just scan it without getting a story about each and every one of them? Like, I don't need to know anything else about, like, Red Vines and their relation to Twizzlers. I just want to ring up your Red Vines.
Red Vines are found to be a regional snack.
Okay.
If you're born on
yep.
the East Coast,
don't want
you
this.
Might think they're
this
whack.
This is exactly what
but
I don't
I
want.
I like that they don't
okay.
have a flavor, except their flavor is sweet.
Look, stop. I just
want
to ring
some
up.
Jerky.
Okay.
It's turkey jerky. Yeah. I prefer it to beef because it has more tenderness. And if you might let me check out,
okay.
I will maybe be
yeah.
quicker at ending this.
Okay, this is 7:50. 7:50. Give me 7:50 and get out of my story. 7:50, 7:50, because I don't want to hear this anymore.
But also
no,
I'm
serious.
Entenmann
I'm serious.
Cake.
Just pay
I
me 7:50.
These cakes and make no mistake.
Yeah, they're
if
good
you
cakes.
Are on the East Coast, they all still have tiny chocolate chip
yeah.
little cookies, but they don't have them here.
Okay.
And also I'm
yeah.
getting these Doritos logos, taco flavor inspired chips.
What?
They started as chips, they turned into tacos, and now they're back as chips.
Wait, what? Get out of my store!
Cheetos!
With it, now it's 8:25, and get out of
Cheetos.
My store! Take these Cheetos
Lime
and everything
Cheetos.
And give me money and leave, please. Give me money and leave!
Okay, bye.
Ugh. Is that true about... Okay, wait. So if he's to be believed, Doritos Locos Tacos took the Dorito chip... Made it into a shell. That much is true.
Yeah.
Then they took that shell and made it back into a different chip that is not just this nacho cheese chips.
That I cannot confirm, but...
I'm going to have to look into this because that's a fascinating story.
Honestly, I can't stop thinking about it.
Honestly, I can't stop thinking about you.
Excuse?
Yeah. Whitney, honestly...
Wait,
7-Eleven is called that because we're here 7 days a week, 11 hours a day. But 7:24, I'm thinking about Whitney. I'm thinking about Whitney. Thinking about her every single hour of the day. Thinking about Whitney. Whitney.
You're thinking about Whitney.
And all the things she'll say.
I never knew that you even felt this way for me. When I'm at school, I think it could never be. He's so cool in his Lamborghini.
86.
How the hell do I become part of this Chex Mix? I'm talking about
Whitney. I've been thinking about Whitney. When I work at 7-Eleven to afford my expensive car that I bought by myself, you know I'm thinking about Whitney.
Whitney.
I think about Whitney.
Whitney.
Also, I'm 14, but I lied about how old I am so I could have this job. When I'm sitting in school, and you're right behind me, cause we're in the same class, cause I was held back, cause I'm always sleepy from working at the 7-Eleven.
You gotta get more sleep, I'm begging you.
And I try to sleep, but when I close my eyes, I get woken up thinking about Whitney. About a Stanford sweatshirt and her eye for deals. You know I think about Whitney.
Whitney.
I never quit me. Thinking about, could this love be real?
Well, I'm not even trying to like put pressure on her or anything, and like my sister will not stop looking at me. Candace, God.
I'm sorry. I really didn't want to interrupt Whitney, but Tyler has his head stuck in the freezer.
How?
I don't know.
I'm trying to get him to the freezer.
We're trying to stay out of your way, and he wanted to look at all of the flavors of ice cream, and his head is stuck somehow.
It's hit, and lucky brown, and strawberry, and present and cream.
I'm sorry. I didn't know if I should do the little girl thing or the big girl thing, if I should try to solve it or if I should tell you. I'm sorry.
Will Tyler ever get out of that freezer? Will Whitney go on a date with the 7-Eleven boy? How's that relationship going back at the house?
Find out when we return to the second half of The Kids Are at Night.
Hey, in case you missed it, comedian Michael Ian Black is finally back here on The Earwolf, the giant island-shaped wolf on which we record all of the podcasts. This time with his podcast, Obscure. In Obscure, Michael tackles a great work of literature that he's never read, and you probably haven't either. But now you're wondering, what is the book? Is it Isle of the Blue Dolphins, or Of Mice and Men, and Dolphins? No. He's reading one of the most well-respected books ever written, Jude the Obscure, hence the name of the podcast. He's reading it out loud and commenting as he goes, even though he didn't really want to. Which means, I guess the Earwolf wanted him to, and the will of the Earwolf is absolute. Obey him and his mighty wolf stench. But he's reading it for you, and he has a lot of thoughts to share along the way about Jude and about his own experiences. Join Michael Ian Black and some of his famous and non-famous friends and experts as he discovers Jude's world and a few things about his own. Recent guests include David Cross sharing his own courtship story, whoa, gotta hear it, and a conversation with Michael Showalter about playing chess and achieving goals. Sounds like probably a really good idea would be to subscribe to Obscure now in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Praise be to the Earwolf and all of his terrible glory.
Welcome back! Oh yes!
When we left them, three siblings were on a walk to 7-Eleven because their parents were making love. What happens now?
All right, well, I got that little dude out of the freezer, but, like, you should probably, like, warm him up a little bit.
Okay, maybe, like, we should microwave one of those bean burritos and hold it to his face?
Would you mind?
I mean, we could. Those things get wicked hot. Like, but yeah, let's microwave it, then just like give it a second, you know?
Okay. Just maybe like don't put the sleeve on it.
Oh my God, you're so smart.
The sleeve is for Christmas.
What?
The sleeve is for Christmas.
I still don't know that I understand what you're saying.
Dang it.
She's saying the sleeve is for crisp Christmas-ness.
Oh, I literally thought you said the sleeve is for Christmas. And I was like, what is this holiday specific? Am I doing it different? But like, honestly, you're so right. The sleeve is for crispness.
Yeah. Sorry, Xanthus.
No, yeah, I'll go in the back and I'll beep that burrito real quick.
Oh my gosh, Whitney. He's so sweet and smart.
You guys, he likes me too.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. I'm so sorry we're here, but like, I'm a little too scared to walk home without you. But like, honestly, like, me and Tyler can stay out of your way.
I can't feel most of my face anymore.
Tyler, please, just stay away from there.
Yeah, okay.
I don't...
I'm really happy for you.
Tyler, wait. Oh. Please explain even how it happened.
How what happened?
How'd you get stuck in the freezer?
Well, you said I could look at all the different flavors.
Uh-huh.
But I opened, you know how they have those double doors?
Uh-huh.
Well, the ice cream flavor that I wanted was behind a set of double doors to the right of the double doors that opened, and they were locked because there was some, like, alcoholics left behind it, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So I crawled into the first double doors, and then while I was already in there, tried to scoot to the right inside of the thing. Do you see what I'm saying? I was like behind the glass like Mission Impossible. I was behind the glass like I was Tom Cruise, trying to get that frosty ice cream hidden in the back next to the booze. That's it. That's what I was doing. That's how I got stuck there.
Not really tracked. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
But it made me think.
What?
That's kind of like, I never felt so alive when I was stuck back there.
Wow.
It made me think, like, maybe I could be like Tom Cruise and do Mission Impossible all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, don't try to...
I'm kind of getting feeling back in my lips now. This is good.
Oh, good.
Maybe my God. Shut up. Here's Sam.
Oh, shush.
Okay, now this is, like, real hot, so just, like... Give it a second. Or actually, hold on. I'm going to just, like, put this on next to this Monster Energy drink. Kind of, like, get it to a warm level.
Oh my
and now,
God,
here,
genius.
Hold this in your face. Oh! Oh, no, actually, that's good. Okay. Hey, thanks, Dan. When are you going to be my brother-in-law?
Oh, my God. Tyler!
What?
I'm so sorry, Winnie. Tyler, get
what
over
size
here.
What ball gag do you have?
Tyler! Dude,
I don't even know what you're on right now, but like, just chill and don't even like feel like the frost is affecting your like tiny 7-year-old brain. So just like give it a second. Hey, why don't you take my phone? Have some screen time.
Yeah, screen time.
What?
No.
He seems like a good kid.
Actually, he's very sweet.
Oh, hey, Candace, we got those magazines in that you were asking about the other day.
Oh. Thanks.
There's one on horses. There's another one on horses. Third one, Horse Weekly. You know, we don't normally order these, but you want it. And
yeah, thanks, Dan. It's true, I'm a horse girl. Oh, it's true, I'm a horse girl. It's true, I'm a horse girl. It's true, I'm a horse girl. I'm a girl who likes horses too much. When my friends were 8, we all thought horses were so great. We all had posters up in our rooms. But then one day there came a time when horses were no longer sublime, and I was left to roost. Oh, can I keep liking horses? Or do I have to say goodbye?
I was pretty surprised that there are so many horse-based publications. But I looked at the list you gave me and I went online, and sure enough, there are plenty of people who share that vocation. Equestrian Weekly, Horses Bi-Quarterly, Hoof Hoof Magazine. Style for horses, Esquire for horses. A bunch of horse magazines that I had never seen.
Oh, can I still like horses? Or do I have to say bye?
Can you still like horses?
I wanna try. But honestly, I feel like it reveals something in me.
just know you don't have
to. Do I have to say
girl?
You used to be, but you said bye.
Yeah, Whitney, that reminds me of another thing that's true. I also have your list and I have some magazines for you.
Huh?
Boys Weekly, Boy Boy Magazine. This one I think you might have been wrong. Seems like a gay magazine, but honestly, I get it if the pictures are doing it for you. But most of the articles are about gay homosexual culture, specifically for men.
I like boys.
That's my shift, so time to clock out. Oh, sorry, guys. You've been here for 2 hours. It's 11 o'clock. We have to close.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Mom and Dad are going to be so mad at us.
We're only open from 12 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Yeah.
So, you know.
When else would you need a convenience store?
Dan, can you maybe give us all a ride home?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh.
Although, I don't know. I have to make a couple stops on the way, if you don't mind staying with me. But, oh, no, you know, I could totally take you guys first. Don't even worry about
it.
Wait,
what are your stops?
I have to go by the shelter.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you do, like, volunteer work there?
Yeah. Sometimes when the dogs don't get pet in the middle of the night, they get sad. So tell you what I do. Oh, late night in the middle of the night and the dogs are all alone. Woof woof and their life is rough cause they don't have a home. Golden retrievers, you would not believe her how lonely they feel. That's why I'm petting those puppies at midnight. Those puppies till they feel alright. I'm petting those puppies at midnight. I'm petting those shelter dogs in the dead of night. Ooh. Bark, bark, there's a beagle in the cage. He was left out on the street. He's not hungry cause it's middle of the night and at 8 they gave him food to eat. But now it's 4 hours later and he's all alone. And he's like, I'm not hungry and I don't want pets. And I don't want a bone, I do want pets. Petting those puppies at midnight.
They give him mixed signals.
Those puppies are confused.
Woof, 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 woof.
Some of the dogs don't want pets at midnight, but a couple of them definitely do.
Oh, puppies at midnight.
And also, the shelter has some cats and birds. And there's also a rabbit. The rabbit doesn't seem to really give a shit about people around. Doesn't really seem to notice if they're there or not.
But the pig ain't got his head.
But the puppies at midnight.
Midnight,
making them feel so right.
I'm petting those puppies at midnight. And that's not all.
Oh, Whitney, I think Danth is the best boy, of course. Danth is crazy, but do they have a horse?
You know what? That's crazy, but son of a gun. We don't have a lot of room in the shelter, but actually, yes, there is one. I'm brushing that horse
at midnight.
I'm brushing that horse and his beautiful mane. Someone left a
horse
at midnight. And the horse has never been the same. A shelter for a bunch of dogs and cats and rabbits and one horse, and they're open at midnight. Yeah, so I just
gotta go from the 7-Eleven, which is closed, to the shelter, which is open.
Perfect.
Donth?
Come on, Tyler.
Donth, real quick.
Yeah.
I'm scared to take my sister there.
Okay.
She loves horses so much, and every girl who loves horses turns into a horsewoman if they don't see their penis.
If they don't see whose
like,
penis?
The second like a horse girl sees a horse penis, you cannot like them the same.
Oh.
And now I'm so scared that my sister's innocence will be lost.
Oh. Well.
I mean, is there any way that you can guarantee that he will not be aroused?
I mean, we can try to do some real unsexy stuff around the horse.
I'm begging you.
I've never really tried to, like, turn off a horse. This horse is pretty old. I don't know if, like, I've never noticed them aroused.
Oh, no, they're the worst ones. They have no control.
I will say this, aroused or not, this horse is it's a horse, and it's big.
Exactly.
Even a small member on a horse is like, it's a horse. So, yeah, I mean, we could just, like, keep it. I think we can not have your sister see this horse's wang. I think there's a way to make that happen.
Right.
I'll try real hard. Thanks for the heads up. Just a heads up for you guys. It does seem like your brother is back, stuck behind the glass
Tyler!
Of the wall.
Tyler!
Like Mission Impossible. I'm like Tom Cruise. I'm never gonna, I'm stuck. Help me out, pull me out of the thing.
How'd you get back in? Danth locked up the store.
Thank you for asking. There was a vent above the cash register, and I was like, I could open this vent, jump into the vent, and crawl around and be like, ooh, I'm in this vent. I'm going through a laser maze. There weren't any lasers, but I did pretend I got imagination for days like Mission Impossible. I like Tom Cruise. And then I came back out, and I went into another double door and slew through. And that's why I did it.
That really tracks.
Is
Thank
this
you for
your car, Danth? Yeah, I have a hearse because it's the family business.
Whoa, I thought you had an 86 Lamborghini.
Oh, yeah.
What
Sorry.
Happened to it?
No, I thought you were asking about, I have two cars. That's my hearse, and this is my 86 Lamborghini.
Oh, you thought that he was asking about the car that wasn't here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were asking about my car at home that I leave in my driveway.
Which is which one?
The hearse.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were asking about the hearse. I was talking, you were like, this is your car. And I was like, yeah, weird, a hearse, right? Well, also, how did you know? And it makes more sense that you're asking about the car that's in this parking lot, the Lambo that I worked so hard at the 7-Eleven to afford.
I feel like he just really wanted to let us know that his family runs a funeral home, and he was like trying to casually like see if that was going to be cool with you.
Oh, you got me, Candace. You know, when people find out that you run a mortuary and they run the other way.
Well, I run straight towards that.
Oh my gosh, this is love.
Well then, yeah, all of you, do you want to sit shotgun?
Yeah.
I mean, your brother can't. I don't think he's old enough, but he's much too small to be in a front seat.
Well, the back seat is not much of a box seat.
Of the lap? Oh, you're right. It's
so
a lap.
Maybe just the three of us. Guys, okay, just pile on top of my lap.
Okay. Oh, this is like...
We'll try to look the other way while we're on your lap. Look out the window, Tyler.
Okay. Is this like, I got real good real fast at avoiding seeing things I didn't want to see earlier today. So this will be no problem for me.
Tenth?
Yeah, Whitney.
I'm feeling love in a Lamborghini. I'm hoping everyone will roll by and see me.
This love in a Lamborghini.
I'm feeling love in a Lamborghini.
I'm feeling love in a Lambo.
Did I rub the lamp? It's a genie.
Ooh, you're rubbing.
Hit a Grammy 3 wishes.
Wish number one, for you to stay in this ride forever. Wish number two, get out of this Lambo, never. I guess that's the same as wish number one.
Always gotta waste one of the wishes.
Yeah, burn a wish so the other two feel casual.
feel love in a Lamborghini.
Lamborghini.
I feel love in a Lamborghini. I got the windows down so the people can see me. I'm feeling love in a Lamborghini.
And I'm hoping that I can use wish number 3.
Yeah.
On my very own family.
Of course.
I wish for my sister to never grow up, for my brother to be in the World Cup.
Okay, that's great, but that would technically be 4 wishes.
But also for my parents not to get a divorce.
That would be 5, but hey, we're in the Lambo. So hey, the genie rules don't apply. Cause everyone knows when you wish on a Lamborghini, wishes you get 5.
Hey,
feeling love in a Lamborghini. Transmission, will you hold my hand though? Love in a Lamborghini. And now we're at the shelter. Alright, everyone out. If anyone wants to help.
I don't want
to. Tyler, get off me. Tyler, get off.
I can't reach the buckle. Where is it?
Okay, Whitney, do the buckle.
Whitney, do the buckle.
Oh my God. Tyler, get off.
Hold on, I got it.
My leg's falling asleep.
Click.
Oh my God.
Don't open the door. I want to get out the window. Just roll it down. I want to jump out the window like I'm Tom Cruise.
And then I jump out the window like a Mission Impossible. Roll the. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Ow! I skinned my shoulder on the ground.
Tyler!
Oh, hold on, little dude. I got band-aids in the back here.
Tyler, Mom and Dad are going to be so mad. That Under Armour costs a lot.
Oh, I want to do it. I have to wear Under Armour if I'm going to be in the World Cup of Espionage. Which is my dream.
Oh,
thank you for picking up on that,
gosh.
Whitney.
Oh my gosh.
What's up? Oh, she sees it.
Okay.
Forgot the horse is in the outside pen tonight.
Hello, horse. How do you do? My name is Candace. Nice to meet you. Hello, horse. Why do you put me at ease? I would always be happy if you were my horse, please.
I'm just gonna stand in front of this horse with a pizza box for no reason. Don't worry about what's behind the pizza box.
Okay.
Just enjoy looking at this horse. At least most of this horse, like 95% of this horse. What's behind the box? If your mind thinks about it, just stop.
Okay.
For helping me keep my innocence for a year, 2 or 3.
Hey, Candace, this is a shelter, of course, and it's free adoption day. How would you like a free horse?
Hello, horse.
Candace, never look a free horse in the day.
Kid. get on the horse. We have to ride home.
Really? Not just like Mission Impossible 8, horse crime.
Whitney, I assume Danth will drive you home. We'll see you there.
No.
What?
I'm coming with you guys.
Whitney, you're so sweet.
Come on, let's go.
Danth, you're the best dude ever.
Thanks, dudes. I gotta stay here and pet some midnight dogs. But y'all get home and just have a great time. Hey, Whitney?
Yeah?
Will you go to the fall ball with me?
Fall ball with you? Yay!
Great.
Oh my god, I'll see you then.
I'll see
you
then.
Take me up in the Hearst.
I will. You know I will, girl. Because I'm proud of who I am. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Riding in a horse like Mission Impossible when Tom Cruise rides a horse. Riding in a horse like Mission Impossible, the very best movie, of course. Riding on a horse and it gallops so fast. We got a free horse. I can't wait to help Dad. Hey, wait, what time is it?
It's
midnight?
Yeah, it's like...
It's midnight, and we're riding on our free horse. It's midnight, and we're riding on our free horse. And we are home!
Tyler, maybe you should go in
first.
Yeah,
I'm gonna check. There's no way, right? We left at 9 o'clock.
Do you think for 3 hours and 15 minutes that they could still be finding it?
Richard.
Nancy.
Rich.
Nancy.
You cuck.
Yeah, I'm a bad little beta of a man.
Richard,
yeah.
Where are the damn kids?
I don't know. I told them to go outside like 3 hours and 15 minutes ago. I kind of lost track of time. Nancy, this was so wild. I mean, like, this started off with me being a military man and being in a power position, and you were all submissive, and that was great. And then it turns out we're both switches, and then you like, really turned the tables on it hard. And, God, I've never felt, like, more safe and respected. And it was all consensual and wonderful, and it made me think about maybe yelling at our kids is not the way to... Oh, hold on. They're all fully pressing their glass up, their heads up against the window right now. This is weird. What? Is that a horse? Why is there...
Come on.
God, Candace!
Yeah?
Well, sorry. Not yelling.
Right.
Learning things.
Right.
Is... Why is there a... A horse in our begonias? And why is it eating? I know why it's eating the plants. I guess it's a horse. Why is it here is, I guess, the question.
Well, Dad.
Richard.
Really, the answer of why this horse is here is to hold on to something deep inside of me.
Yeah, you don't have to explain more. I get it. I was shouting at you so fast because I wanted you to grow up. And we've already sent... Whitney to live in the attic because she's 13 and needs to be, you know.
I need my spies.
Yeah, and you get that space. But Candace, you take all the time you need to grow up. And looks like there's some frostburn on Tyler's face. Not sure what that's all about.
I'm like Tom Cruise.
Sure you are, buddy. Being a family means giving each other time to do the things that you want to do. You don't have to toe the line. And there is one thing I've learned now, that life isn't fated. You really gotta consent if you want to be dominated. You gotta give in to your dreams. Surprises you when it's not what it seems. So you gotta give in to your dreams.
I want to know about all your dreams, wife and children. I want to understand the real yous.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks for helping us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for understanding. Putting my name on my horse. No, I'm kidding. I hate branding.
one time I fell asleep and got highlighter all over my clothes.
That's right, Tyler. We can all learn from each other.
Engaged now, I think, right?
No, Tyler!
I'm just going to the fumble. I'm just going to the fumble. Gonna be looking coolest hell in my Lamborghini.
I think you asked him specifically to pick you up in the hearse, but you can call him back if you want the Lamborghini, cause he seems like he isn't averse.
I guess I was talking about the car he had at home.
All right, talking about the other car.
The car that won't be there. You know, sometimes when you get to know your family better, you realize you are bound by blood, but also you choose to be together.
I guess everything is okay when the kids are at night. The end! We'll be right back. That was The Kids Are at Night with Mary Soane. We'll be back for some more stuff after some other stuff right now. How do you feel about swag?
Oh, you know, I love swag.
Yeah. Hello, my name is Gunther.
And I am Dieter, and we offer a wide range of clothing, accessories, and novelty items, all courtesy of your favorite podcast, including, oh, this one I really love, Off Book. It is so good.
Oh, Dieter, I really love that one here at our company that we own called Pod Swag.
We've got pins, stickers, shirts galore. Also, we have a brand new logo tee, fresh off the rack in sizes extra small to 2XL for your Off Book fans.
Yeah, some people want to say, I love the logo that you have, but it says better than the Beatles, and I'm not 100% ready to have that fight with the random person that I see on the street.
Who doesn't understand that I'm making a reference from the very first episode of this podcast.
So we have one now. It just says Off Book on it.
You're welcome.
Buy that swag.
Go to podswag.com and check out the merch of Off Book and use the code OffBook25 for 25% off. Oh my goodness.
Yes, from July 23rd to July 31st, you can get 25% off everything in the Off Book collection.
That is a very good deal.
That's a good deal. But hurry, this discount only runs through July 31st.
Or as I like to say, Harry Potter's birthday.
Harry Potter's birthday, July 31st. Okay, back into the internet from our country of Germany Online.
Yay!
Mary Soane.
What a delay.
What a killer.
Oh my gosh.
You got those harmonies. You got those vocals.
I hope everybody was doing that back 15 seconds several times to hear her beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Up here, just up on that button.
Do it.
Up on that dial going, ooh, I got to hear that again.
It is very rare. It is very rare that like you're singing, Jess, you're singing a verse and like I get to harmonize with the guest behind them. It does not happen a lot.
Wow.
Anyway, so rad, so great. We're going to do a segment now. If you want to send us a segment, you can hit us up on Twitter with the hashtag OffBookPod. You can also just use it to tell people about the show if you like it.
Yeah,
or I guess you could use it
hashtag
to talk some shit, but like,
please
there's
don't.
Enough garbage on Twitter.
Yeah,
why would you do that?
Do anything else with your time.
This one comes to us, we may have done it before, we don't remember, but it's very good, so we're going to do it now if we haven't, and if we have, we're going to do it again. From Nathan Quinn and the Modal Nodes at nquinn91, it's called One Uppers, and it is says, each person sings a verse about their bad day, then the key modulates up a half step, and the next person has to one-up them with a worse day. We're trying to live in a positive sphere, so we're going to make a couple we're making a couple of executive tweaks to this. One, we're going to rap it because we haven't done a rap here. Dan, I am going to make you modulate up a half step every time someone raps. I'm getting double thumbs up from Dan because I know he can do it. And like, instead of doing about a bad day, what is the thing that we want to try to like one up ourselves with?
Here are some thoughts I had.
Yeah, yeah.
Snacks.
Snacks are good. Yeah, we're gonna.
How sweet your siblings are.
Yeah. I think we can combine those both to like the sweetest thing. It can be
just
snacks. It can be
just sweet stuff.
We're just one-upping sweetness.
That's great.
We'll call it the Jimmy Eat World's the sweetness.
Sing it back, whoa! Sing it back, whoa!
I wanted you to go through a second time because I didn't quite get the harmony of the first one, and I wanted to do it very bad. We're gonna get sued if we keep singing this song. We have to stop singing this cover.
Jimmy, I'm talking to you. You gotta be down.
Jimmy, go. Please, just we're all bleeding American here.
That's gotta be one of my number
We've
one
talked
albums.
About this We've album. About this. It's very good. Dan, are you very familiar with that song?
Oh yeah.
Okay, Dan's gonna play that song. Yeah, this is gonna be our rap beat. This is a sweetness rap.
Oh, hell yeah.
Woke up in the morning, I'm feeling so dandy. What am I eating for breakfast? It's some cotton candy. It's just some fun sugar, tastes so sweet. It makes me feel real buzzy from my head to my feet.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet, but how about I give it a little bit? Yeah, gonna up that dish. You know I'm having two chocolate chip cookies, and in between it is cotton candy. It's a sandwich.
I don't want none of that bullshit. While my eyes be flickering, having some Snickers in. I be trying to have me a key lime pie. And sweet, so I die.
Yeah, and let me tell you what's for dinner today. I'm skipping dinner, go straight to the dessert buffet. I'm eating wedding cake, 3 meals a day. And when I eat wedding cake, you know I eat love, pray.
You look at my plate and it's looking like a mountain. I got pieces of fruit to stick in this chocolate fountain. Yeah, the tiny squares of cake, no, make no mistake, I'm covering it like a big fellow. I also got marshmallow.
I don't care how long they're shipping in the freezer. All these motherfuckers trying to please her.
What?
Get a Sara Lee, thaw that bitch out, put some M&M's. What you talking about?
Yeah, it's a nice game. Everybody's scared of me. I'm eating cake while I'm donating to some charities and giving money to Sierra Club. Everybody gets the money where I'm spreading their love.
You know I'm all about smiles and never frowns, cause a spoonful sugar helps the medicine go down. Straight up giving shoes to all the kids without shoes, but also I'm giving them 4 kinds of chocolate to choose.
Have you ever heard of that company, Tom's? Bitch, you know me, and that's made from my mom's. We go to the grocery, have all the slokeries.
Yeah. When I'm talking about giving number one, the fact is no company is better than that Lisa mattress. Donating trees and donating their time. Also, the mattresses make you feel so fine.
I'm mad at an orphanage with a truck. I'm like Tonka. I'm dropping all these toys and candy like I was Wonka. And all these kids, they are smiling because I'm giving them teddy bears with edible fuzz.
Giving out candy, that's the name of the game. Everyone like me cause I sugar say. Oh my god, it's all falling apart because all these rhymes are straight off the chart.
I'm also giving out candy, take it out of my hand. When I'm driving around in my unmarked van, bunch of little kids come up and get candy for free. But I'm nice, so it's technically a charity.
Oh yeah, we are so sweet.
Wow.
So sweet.
Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Off Book, the improvised musical. Thank Thank you, WrestleMania. Dan Wessels, guest man, is killing it on the keys. Dana on the drums. Engineer Brett, thank you so much to our guest, Mary Sohn.
Mary, what do you want the people to know?
They can check me out at on the gram and Twitter at Meryl Swan. And I also have a podcast.
Yeah, check it out.
Housewives Kiki Show. With Jessica Joy and Emily DeRogatis.
Heard of them.
I will say, heard of them, love them. Even if you're not a Housewives fan, it's just some good chemistry on that pod,
oh
you guys.
My.
It's just fun to listen to. And they have like a ton of original songs on there too. So you should get into it because it's great and you will like it.
What a friend.
You'll like it very much.
I did a few of those.
Oh, Dan Wessels did a few of those too. Dan, what else should I shout out for you? Baby Wants Candy.
Oh, yeah.
There's the Baby Wants Candy podcast, which is another improvised musical podcast. The world is big enough. Spread the love. Go listen to it. They're wonderful and they're good people. Jess and I do an episode here or there, and you'll hear a lot of people you've heard on this show as well. And Dan is killing it on that podcast, as well as Eric Calver on the drums from that podcast, that you might know. Also, he is part of the Baby Wants Candy live show, 7:30 at Sunset, UCB Sunset, if you're in Los Angeles. We got a tour coming up. We'll get that announcement out to you soon. It'll probably be out by now.
Yeah, I think so. Boy.
Boy.
You really just did the Lord's work there, Zach.
Just trying to do that Paula Tompkins
school. Bam, 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 Zach on the outro. Yeah, you know it. Shout him out. Yeah, good outro, Zach. So sweet. And Jimmy, if you're listening, I want you to know I love your world, and I want to eat it up because it's so damn sweet.
Hey, Jimmy, get at us. Get on this show.
Get at us. Get on this show, Jimmy. All right, you know what we say at the end of every episode.
If you're listening...
What are you not missing?
Bye.
Bye.